Right, now I've got this from, it's an American news channel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story about the mayor of Detroit. You know, the mayor of Detroit.
Detroit. Do I know him?
Yeah, Kwame Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
And you never guess what?
What?
He has been boffing his chief of staff.
No.
You know, Christine Beattie.
Really?
Yeah. And somehow, some texts that they were sending to each other have got out. And made it onto the news.
Oh, no.
Right? So they've shown them on the news, and the newsreader had to read them out, and they came up on the screen at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? But he gets a little bit, kind of, carried away.
Really?
He really kind of gets into it.
Right.
Like, really into it. Okay. Have a listen. Here's the first one.
September 12, 2002, during the trip to Washington, D.C., Christine Beattie writes, "Can I just come and lay down in your room until you get back?" Kilpatrick responds, "Yes."
Okay, it gets better.
That's nice of him.
The next morning, Kilpatrick, "They were right outside the door," referring to the mayor's bodyguards. "They had to have heard everything." Beattie, "So we are officially busted." Ha ha.
Now, whenever the text says lol,
yeah,
he goes, ha ha.
Oh, right, okay.
Ha-ha.
Like that.
He doesn't say lol.
He doesn't say lol. He just goes,
ha-ha.
Right. Gets better.
The mayor. Ha-ha. Damn that. Never busted. Busted is what you see. Ha-ha.
There's a lot of lols in that one.
Ha-ha. Damn that. Never busted. Busted is what you see. Ha-ha.
Okay.
Beattie. Ha-ha. Damn. So they have to walk in before you can see busted. Ha ha.
They were lolling a lot in this conversation, weren't they? It gets better.
The mayor? Hell yeah. Walk in. September 24th, Beattie writes, "This is one of those little things I had to tell you."
Now, this is the point where he starts to get really, really into it. Far too into it.
"Last night when I was laying on your shoulder in the car, and you held my face and sang whatever song it was, that felt so good. It was just one of those little moments when you just made me fall some more." October 7th, 2002. Beattie writes, "Okay, I'm feeling like I want another night, like the most recent Saturday at the Residence Inn. You made me feel so damn good that night. As you can see, I can't let it go."
You don't get this with Fiona Bruce, do you?
You don't.
You don't.
Actually.
"You made me feel so damn good that night. As you can see, I can't let it go."
Yeah, you are on the air, by the way.
The mayor responds, "I feel that we can do that in West Virginia and just relax together. I need you so bad. I want to wake up in the morning and you are there. Make it happen. Love ya." "I need you so bad. Love ya." October 16th, 2002. The mayor writes, "I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself for 3 days. Relaxing, laughing, talking, sleeping, and making love." Ha ha. "I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself for 3 days. May 5th, 2003. The mayor writes, "That's the first time that I couldn't fully seduce you. My game is off, ha-ha. Thanks for the conversation and the QT. Love you." "That's the first time that I couldn't fully seduce you. My game is off, ha-ha."
He's putting a lot of feeling into this.
Beattie responds, "Ha-ha, your game is way on, baby. You had me at hello. Jerry Maguire, 2000. Ha-ha. I just didn't want to get caught. Ha ha, your game is way on, baby."
Hey? Maybe we could ask Fiona Bruce if she'll re-D these for us.
Ha ha. "Now, those were the messages we could show you. Some others are so explicit we couldn't read them on the air."
I'm quite pleased
he's
that he
kept them for himself.
Yeah, he just read them to himself at home right now.
This is Panic at the Disco.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha.